Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. So glad to be with you today. Welcome, welcome. Come on in. Today, our episode is called Not All in Your Head, Trauma as a Neurological Injury. Basically, not in your head. It is a neurological injury, and we are going to prove today that that is exactly what has happened to you and why it takes so long to heal from it. So this episode basically validates trauma as a psychological injury. Okay, it is going to help you release self-blame and understand why insight alone does not lead to healing. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. How many times do I say it, guys? Information, it's great, but it is not transformation. And at the Direct Impact Podcast, we're all about lifelong transformation. Yes, we know it is progress, not perfection, that it is all part of a journey, all the cliches. We know it to be true, but I need for all traumatized brains out there listening to me now to understand and hear me say there is nothing wrong with you. Okay, I can pretty much guarantee that in 99.9% of the people listening to me now, you did not do anything wrong to cause this, and there is nothing wrong with what is happening to your brain now. This is just an injured brain, and it is going to take time to recover like every human brain takes time to recover. The only thing to be ashamed of is not getting the help that you need and deserve. Okay, that part, that's a choice. What has happened and how it happened, not a choice and not your fault. But we have to move forward in life. And like, we're kind of here to empower all of our listeners and all of our community to do just that. So this episode is here to validate, to help you understand and have insight into the psychological injury, and to give you permission to release all of that blame and shame that you might carry about what has happened and the way that your brain is performing in the here and now. Okay, there are a lot of things that we can do psychologically, mentally, emotionally, physiologically, medically to address the trauma wounds. Okay, the negative core beliefs, the impact, the areas of the brain that have been impaired. And throughout this entire season 10, we're going to name some of those methods, some of those modalities. And I'd like to take a moment, you know, to kind of like start that process right now, because I want for y'all to walk away from this episode with something tangible. Okay. Now, yes, I'm a biased reporter. You heard the intro. Like, I'm a psychologist. Okay. I am a licensed professional counselor. I'm a master's addictions counselor. I'm a certified sex therapist. I am those things. So, yes, I am going to say that therapy is a very, very important ingredient to the process of healing and recovery from a traumatized brain. But it is not the only one, okay? And I will never allow one of my clients to sit in front of me and believe that this is the only thing they need to do or participate in to have the best and most lasting effects, okay? So yes, therapy. I think that it's first and foremost. I think it's foundational. I think it's a fundamental part of the recipe. But it is just one part of the recipe. We want to address body. And you can do that through, you know, EMDR. You can do that through yoga. You can do that through guided imagery. You can do that through meditation. You can do that through virtual reality therapy. You can do that through a lot of different things. Okay. You know, there's also a physiological component, which is also addressed through some therapeutic modalities. All right. And your trauma-informed therapist and trauma-specialized therapist, those are different things, will be able to bring a lot of these tools to the table. So if you are self-identified as, yes, my brain has been impacted by trauma, okay? And I think 100% of us, if we've lived long enough, can say, yes, my brain has been impacted by trauma. I want for you to go and do free consultations with trauma-specialized therapists, okay? See who you feel like your nervous system feels most comfortable with and who can develop a treatment plan that you can really get on board with. But I recommend modalities like EMDR. It is one of the most powerful and most effective modalities for trauma repair, okay? And reconciliation is really what I call it. It's like trauma reconciliation and realignment, okay? It's very important part of it. And it's just a tool, but it is part. Dialectical behavioral therapy. I recommend that specifically for parts of the brain that have been impacted that you see emotion dysregulation pretty consistently. It's like really that inability not to name emotion, but to regulate the emotion. There's a lot of poor impulse control, and you can even feel shame with how you act or react or don't act or react.
All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's direct impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes.
Emotion-focused therapy, I think that's very important that we start to get in touch with our gut feelings, that we start to work on our interoception. But that's also where I think the homework is. Let's get involved in things like yoga and the things that engage the body systematically and consistently. Let's engage the body through massage. Feel what it feels like to be touched. Okay? Feel what it feels like to touch yourself. I mean, go ahead and do it right this moment. Put your hand on your body and feel what it feels like on your hand to touch your body. And then feel what it feels like for that body part to be touched by your hand. That's interoception. Okay? So we really want to do body work as part of a therapeutic process, but also as part of your homework. Okay. So let's make sure that when you are sitting down in these consultations, you are going through like, what are the modalities that that therapist wants to use, likes to use, has seen the most benefit with their clients, and what they would recommend for you based on your types of trauma. Okay. And I mentioned this in an episode not too far back, but we really need to honor that all of us have so many different forms of trauma, okay? And that's not something that you'll have time to unpack in a consultation, but before you go into that consultation to be able to name, like, I had a medical trauma at this age, okay, and this was the outcome, okay? That would be a specific way to name, I had this type of trauma, this is the age I was when that occurred. A lot of people have complex PTSD. So complex and complicated trauma, which has led to complicated grief and a lot of unprocessed wounds, okay? So you do want to talk a little bit about those childhood wounds, your family of origin, what system you grew up in, and how you learned to cope with and manage that, okay? Because that also gives a clinician a lot of insight about your trauma and how it's manifesting and how they might want to go about treating it. But if you take anything away from this moment together, it's the importance of doing your research, finding the right therapist who specializes in trauma, going in for a free consultation, paying nothing for that, to sit in front of them, to understand more about them, to interview the therapist, and to understand what their recommendations would be and what their treatment plan might look like. Okay? I want to empower you to do that. That is your call to action. I also want you to get curious. I don't care what kind of search you do, but get curious about body work and all of the ways that you can engage your body. Going for a walk, sitting in nature, doing a forest bath, doing a guided meditation, doing a YouTube hypnosis, whatever it is, I would like for you to get curious about one way this week you might want to better engage your body and work on that interoception, okay? Because there are so many different ways that we have to go about engaging the trauma and healing the trauma. And please take this away. There's not one way to go about it. There's not 100 ways to go about it. You are a unique individual with a unique set of lived experience, and that needs to be honored throughout your whole treatment process. Okay. So thank you so much. I hope that you just feel a little twinge of empowerment right now and a twinge of willingness to step into that next, you know, part of healing for you wherever you find yourself on your journey today.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Okay, guys, I just wanted to tell you really, really quick why I chose these affiliates, Brain FM and Timular. I chose these because, as I've mentioned to you guys before, you're well aware that I'm ADHD and focus doesn't always come easy to me. So where I spend my time and energy becomes very important for my productivity, and no distractions becomes very important as well. So for everybody out there that really wants to maximize their time and energy, please do consider utilizing Brain FM and Timular. I really believe that they have saved me a lot of time and energy and have allowed me to meet and exceed all of my goals. So if it works for me, I know that it can work for you too. So please, at the end of this episode, go to the show notes and check out our affiliates, because there's a reason that we're passionate about bringing them to you. Definitely use our promo codes and check them out today. Thanks, guys.
In the next episode, we'll explore how the brain learns trauma and why survival patterns are so hard to unlearn. We're going to talk about those deep grooves in the brain and how to get out of those ruts.